Welcome to episode 60 of the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau. This week, I'm reading the foreword to Taylor Dine's upcoming book, Escaping the Light. Here's a little secret. Not feeling particularly proud of stuff you do? How about you help someone else do something, and you can be proud of them? Oddly, you become even more proud yourself. In this week's episode, I offer you the foreword to Taylor Dine's upcoming book. I'm so proud of her. I'm proud of us. We're almost there. We're almost done. But as a writer, long-distance runner, or successful person knows, that first step is the hardest. We've taken the first step, and part of it is in this episode. I give to you the foreword of Escaping the Light by Taylor Dine's. Forward. Quote, no matter how busy you are, you should make the time, even if it is just 10 minutes, to sit or lie with your eyes closed in peace. Unquote. Taylor Dine's. The book you have in your hands is Taylor Dine's worst book. It's her best book. Both are true because it's also her first book. Did you ever go to the bank or listen to your grandfather tell you that if you had just put away that money 47 years previous, that today you would have compound interest and enough to buy a cruise to Alaska? He shakes his head and sighs in the lost opportunity. Why didn't he tell you that 47 years ago? Let's say today is 47 years in the past from 47 years in the future. Are you still with me? It's the present day. What we do today will alter the trajectory of our future. What we do today will affect us 47 years from now. Taylor Dine's is writing about how a 10-minute nap, with the aid of an eye mask, can boost your productivity, rejuvenate your energy, and is better than a 3-hour snooze. If you take her advice and start today, you could improve your health, deepen your sleep, and, who knows, live longer. Maybe go on that cruise in 47 years. What Taylor is also doing today is writing her first book. I hope it's her worst book. Why? Because with each book, she improves. Each time she writes, she learns something. Each subsequent book takes the experience, the feedback, and the learning of each previous book, and she gets smarter. Faster, better. But she has to begin. This is her beginning. I run a workshop called Spark Campfire, where an adult, in this case me, co-creates a book together with a younger person. That adult might be an uncle, a grandmother, or you. The younger person might be a 9-year-old girl, a monosyllabic 15-year-old teen, I have a ripe specimen in my laboratory, or your nephew. It's not unlike grandpa advising you to invest your money so it earns compound interest over the long run. If we start now, if we, for example, use our creativity to write a book when we're young, we don't lose that experience. In fact, just like the money, it builds exponentially, not just because we started early, but because we started at all. Do you know what $0 looks like after 47 years? Yep, still $0. Do you know what a 17-year-old girl gets from writing and publishing a book after 47 years? Either do I, but it's going to be greater than zero, more than nothing. And if I were a betting man, I'd bet her experience here grows exponentially, unexpectedly, and in ways she will only know because she did it. She started. She took that first step. You have that first step in your hands. If you happen to run across Taylor, please shake her hand. Congratulate her on completing her first book. Pat her on the back for taking that first step. And let her know if she might have had the slightest influence on you and your sleep habits and maybe she helped you get even just one better night's sleep. But by buying this book, by sharing it with your friends, by helping support a young person who's taking her first steps into the world, you're backing her creativity. You're encouraging her to dare to get out of her comfort zone and put her words into this book and out to the public. You're confirming what I have learned over the course of our working together. Taylor Dines has the guts to share her thoughts with strangers. She has the stamina to write the words that fill the empty pages. She didn't just take the many steps it took to finish. She took the hardest step of all. The first step. If you see her in passing someday, please whisper into her ear, Taylor Dines is a rock star. Bradley Charbonneau, founder of Spark Campfire, De Diebergen, the Netherlands, June 2019.